happy to be joined now by the head coach of the Toronto Marlies, Sheldon Keefe, on the line. Sheldon, thanks for doing this. Congratulations on the season so far.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, and of course on the All-Star appearance as well. So I like to play, you've had a hand in a lot of guys that are up playing in the NHL right now, a lot of guys that are having success. And I like to play this game, my siblings and I, with our parents. So we like to ask, which one's your favorite?
Well, then I, of course, would turn the game back upon you and say that they're all my favorites. I would do as a father with my kids. But
if you had to.
You know what? It's really, it's exciting when the players go up and you see them have success and fitting in and having fun and all those kind of things. It's, obviously, it's their dream to play in the NHL. None of these guys dream about playing in the American Hockey League. So, you know, when you can see them move up and get those opportunities, you feel great for them.
It's a couple of different stories too, right? Travis Dermott is a guy that was very much on our radar to start the season, almost made this team out of camp, and Mike Babcock said multiple times if he was right-handed, he probably would have. So we expected him to be here. Justin Hall, man, can you imagine what must have been going through his mind? A guy 26 making his NHL debut, was in the ECHL, an emergency call-up. That's it's such a crazy scenario.
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's Halsey's a guy that's been here now. This is his third year with us, and you know, he joined us coming out of the East Coast Hockey League on American Hockey League deal. Kyle Dubas brought him in. Justin and I both arrived to the Marlies about the same time, so you know, it's pretty special to see his growth and, you know, what he's had to overcome. And the work that he's put in to develop to, you know, like I say, East Coast League to AHL contract, then earning an NHL contract. And, you know, it just really seemed like every season or almost every month was earning more and more respect within the organization. So then to be counted upon, you know, in a situation like yesterday, a great feather in his cap, and to see him then step in and perform, on that stage, I'm sure is a great feeling for him, a great sense of accomplishment, and you know, he's really earned it. He's worked extremely hard and been a great player and a great teammate here for us all his time with the Marlies.
So I just mentioned that Garrett Sparks was named the AHL Goaltender of the Month, and of course, his counterpart, Calvin Pickard, has been excellent as well. Both guys, I think, are, what, 1-3 in save percentage and goals against in the AHL right now. They're both terrific. And I wonder what the... I'm sure there are a lot of people that are envious of your position, but also there's got to be some challenges having two guys that are performing that well every night and deciding who's going to get enough starts.
Yeah, you know what? They both have been excellent for us. It's been a great luxury for us. It's, you know, to have two goaltenders of that caliber in this league it's very rare, so it's a luxury for us to be able to rely upon that game after game. With AHL being what it is, in terms of scheduling and back-to-backs and the amount of travel and all those kind of things, that the games are clustered so close together, it actually becomes a little bit easier, frankly, to share the net because of that. You know, there's not a lot of times where you're actually having to make much of a decision. It has been a rotation of sorts really through the whole season. I think I'm not sure where they sit now in terms of starts, but when they're both here and healthy, they usually split in the weekend. That'll be the case again here. I think it's important to have two very good goalies at the AHL level for all those reasons I just described. And, you know, those guys have handled the situation extremely well, push each other to get better every single day. And I think the results speak for themselves in terms of their talent and their preparation and just the partnership that they formed together, and we benefited from it.
Obviously, we've been impressed with Dermott's play, and in one game, pretty good showing from Justin Hall as well. But I think we're all, or Leaf fans, are very intrigued at the possibilities that exist with Timothy Liljegren. What can you say about his progression this season, the things he needs to work on, where he's at in his professional career?
We've been really happy with Lily and how he's progressed. You know, I think he's learning. He's learning as time goes on here just how to use his hockey sense and his mobility, his skating, all those kind of things to make him a good defensive player. I think a lot of young players especially gifted offensive guys. You know, they think about offense, they create offense, and that's how they take over hockey games. And certainly he has those abilities, but the area that usually needs to be developed most is how to use a lot of the things that make you great offensively to become a good defender. You know, we've talked about Dermott and we've talked about Hall, and I think those are two of the assets that those guys have, which is to use their skating and use their instincts that they have offensively to become great defenders who close early and take away space and defend in the offensive zone as much as possible. And really has done a really good job of progressing in that area. And we pair that now with the offensive skills he has, and he's spending more time on offense as he gets better defensively. It's been nice to watch that. And, you know, he's returned from the World Juniors here recently and has been a little bit sick and banged up since then. But in terms of his ability to show that he can defend and do it against bigger, stronger, faster men at the professional level over here in North America, it's been fun to watch that.